Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing. All the people said, Amen. And then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Behind the Curtain, from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
Thank you. But thank be unto God that when God gave us something the day He made us, He formed us. That means He grabbed something. He just didn't speak it. Bless God. He put it in His hands and He grabbed it. And He formed it. He made us in His own image. He gave us the breath of life. And now we are the living, breathing children of Almighty God. And today our God is a great and mighty God. And we better start proclaiming today it's He who hath made us and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of His pasture. We are the children of the Most High God. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We got something to shout about because He is God and we've been blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Get on your feet and give the Lord some praise. Amen. See, this Bible today that I'm holding in my hand, it's not a book about religious words. It's a book today about relationship. And if you don't know the author of this book, you are out of relationship. You don't even know Him. Oh, you know about Him. You've heard me preach about Him. You've read about Him. You've heard people talk about Him. You've even acknowledged there is a God. But you haven't experienced Him in relationship. Oh, it's different. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, my wife and I, we got married a few years ago. Hallelujah. Huh? Newlyweds. Yeah, you believe that? Amen. Well, it's just like it happened yesterday. I'm still in love with my woman. Amen. Hallelujah. I got the best one. Praise the Lord. You say, but I thought mine was. No, I got the best one. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. Listen, I got to go home with her tonight. If I didn't tell her she was the best, I'd be in real trouble. Amen. She'd stick squirt on me and he'd take a few more nubs out of my fingers. Amen. But I know I got the best. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way God does. Amen. He doesn't give you leftovers. He gives you the best. He sits you at a table. He calls you His child. He blesses you beyond measure today. He's always there for you today. Amen. Hallelujah. You better reach over, guy, and tell that lady that you're with, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me too, honey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you're going to have to go home, mother. I'm glad we can walk in relationship. Amen. We need to see ourselves as God sees us today. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. Now, I got service a little bit late today, so don't blame me if you're going to be here a little bit later. But you don't have no other better place to go than to be in the house of the Lord anyway. Amen. My theory is don't rush God, just let God move. Wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength. Let's read it together. Want to? Say amen.
Amen.
That's two of you. How about the rest of you? Let's read it together. Say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. Starting with verse number 31. If you don't have your Bible, you can just read along with us on the screen. Who shall we then say to these things? If God, Romans 8, let's try it again. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Now, stay with me on this one because it gets good. For I, who? I, who?
I
am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now somebody say praise the Lord on that. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Today, we need for God's Word to ring true in our souls, in our hearts, and in our lives, and in our spirit. The only reason that we can declare victory is because today, listen, because God has given us and made us victorious. You didn't achieve any victory on your own. Every blessing that you've got came from God. Every victory that you've experienced today, it was at the hand of Almighty God that He supplied it. So regardless of the struggles that you are facing in life today, regardless of the valleys that we may find ourselves walking through, may we always keep our faith eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the writer of Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, from the genesis of time, even into today, struggles has always been present in this world. It's a part of life. You're going to have them. As the old saying goes, you're either in one, or you're coming out of one, or you're about to go into one. Hallelujah. We always love it when we have to come out of it. But we don't like it when we have to go in it and get in the middle of it. But just remember this. Everything that you go through, God's going to bring you through. Everything that you're facing, He's there with you. He's a friend that will stick closer than a brother. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank God, lo, He's with us always. Amen. And whether it's in the low places or the high places, whether it's in the valleys or on the mountaintops, whether it's in the places of despair or in the places of delight, He's still a good God, isn't He? Amen. He is still an awesome God, isn't He? He's still a God that deserves the praise of His people. And today I believe it's time the church of the Lord Jesus Christ start getting excited about the God whom we serve. Amen. I tell you, folks, we don't serve a dead God. We serve a God who's alive. We don't serve a God today that has limitations. We serve a God that possesses all power in heaven and in earth. We serve a God that can do all things. For the Word of God declares, Jeremiah 32:17, "Hey, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for Thee." Amen. That means today that if you're lost, He can reach down into the depths of your life in whatever you've messed up, every place that you've messed up, every sin that you've committed. Thank God, I'm glad you're not so far away that the hand of God cannot reach you. Amen. I'm glad that one day He reached down and saved my soul. Thank God one day He delivered me from the very clutches of Satan's sin and myself. Amen. I'm like David of old. He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my foot upon a rock, established my goings, and put praise in my heart and praise on my lips. Amen. I've got something to shout about today because I serve a one true living God. I got a God today that bought me, paid for me, redeemed me, and made me His child. I got a God today that will always be there for me. I don't care what the struggle may be. I've got a present God. I'm glad He's always there. I'm like David of Psalm 121. I looked unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Praise God, everywhere I look, everything that I go through, every circumstance I find myself in, I find the presence of God. Somewhere standing in the shadows, as the old songwriter wrote, folks, I'm not looking for the Jesus in the shadows. I'm looking for the Jesus that's holding my hand. I'm looking for the God that's always there. I'm looking for the God that makes a way where there is no way. Because that's the kind of God. That's my God. That's the God of the Bible that has always been there, who is now deliverer, and who will always bring you through whatever you're facing. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. Woo! So here we are today. We face physical struggles. We face spiritual struggles. We face economic struggles. We face family struggles. We even face relational struggles. We face trials in life. But then the question comes, well, let me define a trial for you. Well, let me show you what a trial is. This is a definitive way to look at it. Maybe it's more personal to you, but it all fits within the framework of these words. A trial is a painful circumstance allowed by God to change our conduct and our character. But preacher, I'll change myself. No, you won't. Because you're going to keep living the same old way you've been living. And you're going to keep on doing the same things you're doing. But I don't understand why God had to put me through this trial. Let me tell you what. God permitted this trial to happen in your life to nudge you and to bring you into a closer relationship. It can change your conduct because maybe your conduct was not where it should have been with the Lord to begin with. And maybe today God's trying to change your character, that your life is not about you, but your life is about Him. And if your life is not about Him, your life is all wrong anyway. Hallelujah. You need to put on Christ in your life. You need to live for Him. You need to serve Him. You need to love Him. Amen. And I believe if you'll love Him, hallelujah, you'll find out how really good He is. Amen. So God's on a quest today to mold us and to shape and to fashion us and to make us today like, you know, He fashioned us when He made us and gave us the breath of life. But folks, He wants you to live like He wants you to live. He wants you to bless you like He really wants to bless you. He wants to do something in your life that you've never experienced before. That's the God whom we serve. That's the church that God wants us to be. We don't want to be just another average run-of-the-mill, same old stuff church. Praise God, I want the power of the Holy Ghost to fall in this place. I want this place to be filled with the power of God, the fire of God, the revival of God.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.